When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's talk Suncorp Super Netball. Thanks to Red Energy, you can be a Swiftie and switch to Red Energy. Now, we've got a real Swiftie on the phone. Ali Smith from the New South Wales Swifts has joined us this morning. G'day, Ali.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I've been looking forward to this all morning for a whole stack of reasons, right?
Should I be worried?
Okay, yeah, you should be. No. I should be worried because I don't think I'm going to be able to match it here. So there's a couple of things. We need to talk TikTok. Which we'll get to. We need to obviously talk round two against the Mavericks, which, as you know, is owned by this company, which runs this radio network, which is now interviewing you, who'll be on the other side. So I don't know how we're going to navigate that one. And we're going to talk about energy because obviously Red Energy, big sponsors and great supporters of the Swifts. And I think about you, I see you, I see your social media, and I just think energy, energy, energy. So let's start there. Where does all this come from? Are you just a ball of energy?
Yeah, I think the word is extrovert that likes to be thrown around in our team a fair bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just love having fun, love life. And I'm surrounded by some pretty cool human beings that allow me to be who I am.
Yeah, okay. Because, and I mean this, you know, if we break it down, when we look at what you need to do throughout the course of any given weekend day, you need a heck of a lot of, you know, that extroverted energy, because you've got netball on your mind, you've got the media commitments, which you're doing right now, and then you've got a day job as well at a law firm where you'll start your work day later on. So talk us through is there such thing as a normal day for Ali Smith?
Yes and no. My days fluctuate, my weeks fluctuate, but yeah, we usually get to training, depends if you're on physio or not, but I usually start my day at training about 7 a.m., 6:30 a.m., and then depending if we have one, two or three sessions, we get out, you know, anywhere from maybe 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., and then I'll head into the law firm and I'll work, again, anywhere from, I have a great boss, so I work at People and Culture Strategies, and yeah, I usually work until 6 or 6:30, and lucky me, who does HelloFresh with Sophie Fawns. So I usually come home to a cooked dinner, which is lovely. And then we do it all again the next day.
Because you've got a couple of teammates that you live with, including Sophie as well and Maddie Turner, and there's a whole group of you. So netball is this running theme throughout. So let's focus on this, because you arrive at Sydney a couple of years ago after being part of the Melbourne Vixens, where you won the title back in 2020. And that was part of the reasons why the Sydney Swifts, or New South Wales Swifts, I should say, were so interested in you, not just for your on-court ability, but also from where you came from and what you would have learned as part of being the Melbourne in the Melbourne Vixens unit. So what do you reckon that you could have brought to the table, even at such a young age, from knowing how to win a title or being part of a premiership winning club?
Yeah, I think, well, I definitely know 2020 was my breakout year in SSN. Getting to set foot on the court in the grand final was pretty cool, but I think the calibre of players in the Melbourne Vixens and here at New South Wales Swifts, it's just unbelievable. We're two champion sides, and Simone McGuinness, who's the coach of Vixens, is probably one of the best in defences in the world, or was. And the knowledge that she, I guess, put onto me and the belief she did have in me at the time was amazing and helped me with that confidence. And yeah, gave me all the tools to come over to New South Wales Swifts and put that into action. Unfortunately, last year wasn't my best year in terms of injury and playing, but we're back bigger and better this year. So yeah, we're so excited for this season, obviously coming off a pretty hard loss last weekend, but yeah, we're back ready for the fight this weekend against the Mavericks.
Okay, so you go down to the Sunshine Coast Lightning in round one, and you've got the Mavericks Sunday afternoon, Ken Rosewall Arena. So let's just put aside the SEN ownership of the Melbourne Mavericks, and you go for your life in telling us how you're going to beat them.
Oh, we can't give away too much. Come on now, come on now. No, I think we've had a very big review performance analysis yesterday and over the weekend. Not really over the weekend, Sunday night. And yeah, we've got that fire in our belly. It's never nice losing, but we're out here. We're going to rock up and definitely show up this weekend and show what the Swiss brand is, because we most definitely didn't play it on Sunday last week. And yeah, we're ready for the fight, that's for sure.
You're Swift number 100, aren't you? So that's a pretty cool number to land when Correct. You got to the club. That's pretty cool. Now, let's get to this TikTok stuff, right? Because what I did this morning, I was given the heads up that you were very active and very good on TikTok. I'm not huge on TikTok, but I went and did my research, and now I've got Murder on the Dance Floor burned into my brain. I've discovered A Day in the Life of Ali Smith, which was pretty interesting and very funny. And I've also figured out that you guys brush your teeth. You brush your teeth a lot, Ali.
Yeah, you kind of smell your breath on the court, that's for sure. No, TikTok is my place of creativity, and it allows people in to see what I'm really like. I mean, Instagram and other social media sites are great, and you can try show that, but you can't really hide in TikTok. And it's sure as hell a bit of fun. That's definitely. And the first one filming Murder on the Dance Floor actually was Maddie Turner, and the amount of times we had to do that running up the stairs was exhausting. The poor doll was very tired running up and down those stairs. But, yes, it's for creativity and a bit of fun, and I love it. It's good value.
Okay. At Ali Smith 1234. That's the address, right? So that's what our listeners... Yep, that's what it is. That's what our listeners can go and check out. It's great fun. It's awesome. I really enjoyed that this morning. Look, it's been great to catch up with you. You stay focused and keep, I don't know how you do it. Honestly, the kind of stuff that you cram into your day and into your week is just amazing. But we'll stay in touch, of course. Suncorp Super Netball, thanks to Red Energy, proudly 100% Australian owned and proudly powering the Swifts. You can switch to Red Energy today. Best of luck on the weekend, Ali.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.